Welcome to Behind the Grit, the podcast where chaos is no match for grit. As an entrepreneur, I can tell you, I don't wait for success. I make a way despite all odds. For me personally, after living in quiet desperation, facing numerous challenges followed by tragedy, I refuse to give up. To this day, I remain disciplined and I continue to grow my business, create a legacy while curating a life I love on my terms. I know for me, failure has taught me things I wouldn't have learned from success. I have faced an insurmountable amount of adversity over the past decade, and I never gave up, nor will I. In this podcast, I'm going to share my unfiltered, raw, and real lessons on how having downright grit is a necessity in business and in everyday life. This podcast is not only for entrepreneurs, it's for anyone who's faced adversity or who is struggling with a lack or a fixed mindset or who knows they are meant to make an impact but don't know where to start. I'm not only going to share the challenges I experienced, I'm going to share the solutions and strategy I use to pull myself back up each and every time. Welcome to Behind the Grit. I am your host, Monica Klein. In today's episode, we are going to talk about the art of storytelling. So I have been a business owner for going on almost 10 years, and there is something about sharing a story and evoking a reaction, whether it's happy, sad, emotional, whatever that may be, that I truly love. When I share stories, I want to put them together in a way that conveys my message, but also hooks the person into wanting to know more or putting them in the room with me when I'm sharing a story. When I decided that I love sharing stories, I'll be honest, I didn't realize that this was actually a form of marketing and branding. I did it because I knew at some point in my life I wanted to be an author. So sharing a story, whether it was around the dinner table with friends or maybe when I was younger with my parents, I was always aware of the words I selected, how I shared it, how I painted the picture, the emotion I spoke or I wrote with. Then fast forward, when I moved to New York City, I took several writing classes and I thoroughly enjoyed every part of it. And I said, wow. At one point, I felt like I had missed my calling in life. And I'm like, I really should have been a writer. And then I went back and said, you know what? It's never too late. I'm going to pursue this and I want to be a published author. So not only do I have a book, but I have many books I'm in process of writing.
Let's pause this episode for a moment and let me ask you, are you ready to step out of your comfort zone and tackle challenges head on? Maybe you feel stuck and your problems feel insurmountable. Do you believe you have a message to share with the world, but you don't know where to start? Are you struggling with how to bounce back from any setbacks you're facing? Or maybe you're struggling to get traction even though you feel you're doing everything right. Or maybe you're grinding day in and day out with little to no results to show for it. If you are looking to rise into your personal greatness, to own your worth, and start living life on your terms, I have a solution for you. My book, entitled Behind the Grit, is filled with real-life lessons and solutions. Now, I don't hold back in this book. I share all of the shit I went through, the moments where I didn't feel like I could hold on anymore. I was literally grasping for the end of the rope. I was battling anxiety, depression, feeling lost, and hiding in my closet, fearing for my life. It was in these moments that I held on to my faith, my belief in self, and I found my true identity. These are the moments I knew I had a higher calling placed on my life, and I needed to share my message. I invite you to order my book now. I have it linked in the show notes below, or head over to my website or my social media to order your copy. I have found in the lessons and in each scenario I faced, which I'm now sharing with you in an unfiltered, behind-the-scenes way, that if I only help one person overcome whatever they're going through, then my goal has been fulfilled.
I also have some other fun things that I am working on writing as well, which I will save that for another time because they're not finalized. I'm in contracts, but I love sharing stories. I love hearing stories. I love knowing people's history, what's made them, what shaped them. I think it's such a beautiful art that we get to do in our life. There's nothing better than sitting with a loved one or an elder or maybe somebody you just met and hearing their story, their life, their purpose, their heart and soul, their work, whatever it is, their heartaches, everything. I love that. So today I want to talk about what is the art of storytelling. There have been occasions with social media. And, you know, there was a trend there for a while that was long form post. What does that mean? That means you would write 2 or 3, maybe 4 paragraphs, and you would tell a story. It wasn't just a picture. It was the words you wrote, how you wrote it, how you expressed yourself. And when you did that, one of two things would happen. People would gravitate towards you, or you'd get people that were just annoyed. Why did you have to make such a long Facebook, Instagram post? That is not what this is for. Well, you know what? Stay in your lane. So I want to embark on this art of storytelling by sharing a few things here. When you share a story, especially as a business owner, this is called content marketing. It's very simple. You share stories to lure in, to hook your ideal client. There have been some times where I made the decision in my business to share my story and all of it. If you listen to this podcast, if you've picked up my book, if you follow my content, you know I flung the doors wide open and I'm sharing even the personal obstacles I have gone through because they are also weaved into my business. And I want to share how I overcame the solutions. And so I do that with the art of storytelling. So as a business owner, when you learn to tell your story in a certain manner, this is what moves the needle in your business. This is what allows you to reach customers by telling your brand story. Now, you can make the decision in your business to integrate personal stories in there. That's completely up to you. But every business has a brand story, and you are the author of that. You get to decide what your brand story is. So when you intertwine your story and your business goal, and then you sprinkle in some entertainment, make it exciting, make it emotional. You want to evoke that emotion. This is where your story comes to life. And this is where you will see that needle move, I promise you. So if you're not telling a story, then you're simply sharing facts or you're retelling somebody else's story that others have already heard before, right? Like this has to be personalized to you, to your mission, to your goal, to your business, to your life path. And if it doesn't entertain or engage, it's not going to move the needle. It's not going to draw the people in. So when you're using storytelling as a brand content, you need to create valuable content in order to get your story across. And there's different parts of the styles of writing and whether you're doing this on social, which platform on social, whether it's copywriting for a website versus writing for maybe a book or a blog or giving a keynote speech. There are so many different ways to tell your story, and how you write it depends on where you're delivering it because every single one has a different purpose. So you can share the same story and you can just slightly shift based on where it's going to be delivered. For instance, what I write in my book is not what I would deliver on stage as a keynote speaker. It would be very different. I would use different words to evoke that emotion in person versus in the book. I want to paint the picture to invite my readers into the room. So that's a different type of storytelling. You need to be a lot more creative to write a book versus to get up and on a stage and share your story from the podium. So let's first talk about understanding your audience. It's pretty basic. Who do you want to reach with your story? So for me, I'm a female entrepreneur. I build brands and businesses for other female entrepreneurs. I have been through hell and back. I've had very dark, dark times where I did not know if I was going to survive. I pulled through and I rose out of the ashes to reclaim my life. I did this while launching my business. So my podcast is titled Behind the Grit because I share a lot of grittiness I encountered and how I overcame, how I persevered. I have a book that takes you in a very methodical fashion through my story, which is also written in a different perspective than my podcast. When I get up in front of a group of people, my story is told in a very different way because typically a keynote speech is about 30 minutes. So I can't really get into, you know, a full-on book in the keynote. So every single way you tell your story is what is going to draw in your audience, whether they hear it on a podcast, they read it in an article, they read a book, a blog, your website, they hear it from another person. That is what's going to pull them in because there's going to be one thing in common. They're going to relate to you. Once they relate, you then created a fan or a follower. So when you start out to write this story, you must have a plan. I am all about having a strategy and having a plan. So when you're sharing your personal story, and this can be both in business and in your personal life, it needs to be authentic. It needs to be relatable. A lot of my story is not relatable for so many people. So when I do come across those that reach out to me saying, I saw what you wrote on social, I heard your podcast, I read a chapter of your book, I so related, it so spoke to me, I know I'm writing this and sharing my story in an authentic fashion, because if others are saying that they can relate and it helped them, it made them make a shift and they found the solution that they didn't know how to find, that is good storytelling. When you're writing your authentic story and using your real life experiences, you need to have an end, which is a punchline. If you don't have a punchline to that story, it's going to fall flat. The punchline is what keeps them hanging on for to turn the page, to listen to the next podcast episode, to invite you back to the next keynote. If it's a client, it's what makes them sign up with you because they truly relate to your story. They feel like they're walking in your shoes. And if you ever encounter those people, they are loyal followers. They become clients. They can become friends. This is where your plan and outlining what you do want to share is very important, because you want to get those points across and you want to get them across in a very simplistic manner. You don't want to complicate it. So for instance, for myself, I bullet point everything. I don't write full paragraphs. I don't write full pages. I bullet point because it keeps me organized. Then I take those bullet points and I put them in sequential order. Now, you don't need to write, let's say for a book, for instance, you don't need to write in sequential order. You can do a reflection book. You can open it at the end and then reflect back. You can weave. It's called a braiding style of writing where you can weave in past and present. And it's a beautiful way to tell a story because it's not A through Z. It's not linear storytelling. So when you do that, it usually creates that feeling of they can understand. They envision themselves in the room. Paint the picture. Where were you? What did it look like? How did it feel? When you're evoking that emotion in your story, you're bringing your audience in. And in business, this is a gift. When you have a cohesive and organized story that I start out with bullet points, it hooks your reader. That's what it does. It keeps them coming back for more. So when I do these podcasts, I pick a title that I want, a subject I want to talk about. I create a title that's catchy and creative. And then I bullet point maybe 3, 5, my longer podcast, about 10 bullet points I want to talk on. And then I just riff. I just talk from my heart and my brain and what I know, what I've experienced. And I share authentically. I'm not making things up as I go along. I'm literally sharing as I'm looking at across the table from where I'm podcasting right now. I literally have tacos and guacamole because I'm looking at food and I am just talking to you. But I have my bullet points and I know what I want to touch on because I want to leave you with ways that you can share your story as well. I want to leave you with solutions. So make sure you're organized. And it's as simple as putting a few bullet points together. Speak from your heart. Put that down on paper. Send a voice memo to yourself. Turn that into a piece of content. Test it out on social media. Post it with a picture that relates to it on Instagram. See who gravitates. When you see who gravitates, create more of that content and go and find more of those people. You have to also do the work. Don't expect them to fall in your lap when you're storytelling. You have to go out and seek them. Find those like-minded people that maybe you're sharing a little bit more, but you know that possibly they could use what you have to share and the solution. In business, this is key. Know 10% more of your clients. That's it. It's not rocket science. It is super easy to do when you're open to doing it. So this kind of went into my next tip here. When you are storytelling, you need to relate to the client or the prospective client or the audience, I should say, and you want to engage with them. Powerful stories are ones where your reader connects and they're going to relate to you. They're going to feel like they were sitting there holding your hand while you were going through whatever that was. And I always say, don't be selfish. Don't hold back. If you have it in you to share your story, go all in. I share some very humiliating, humbling, dark times in my book, in my podcast, in my social media. And I do it because I know I'm making an impact and I know somebody is going to reach out. And once I hit publish on whatever form of story I'm publishing it to, I guarantee you I'm getting private messages that I related to that. I needed that today. I heard you loud and clear. Thank you for that motivation. That's why we storytell. It's a beautiful way to impart your message and make a change in this world with others that maybe don't know how to. So be that light by sharing your story. So when I say don't be selfish, share it all. If there are things that you can't share because you don't feel safe or maybe legally, I know I had a couple of those myself, proceed with caution. Only share what you know is safe for you. When you are storytelling and you draw in that reader, they start to believe that the story is about them. Think about going to the movie theater, and if you're really just entrenched with that, with the storyline, and you leave there and you're like, yes, that could be me. That could have been me. That's how you want to share your stories. You want to make your audience feel like it's so relatable that it actually could have been them. You also want to use as many of your personal experiences that you can, but don't always make it all about you. So for instance, in my book, I share a lot about my past marriage and the tumultuous times. Now, Do I think I'm the only one that's been through that? No. So I want to make sure that I'm pulling in my audience of others who have lived through similar things, because I am not the first and I'm definitely not the last. And when you pull them in, you have a common dialogue and you start to expand on the conversation. When you start having these conversations with an audience, that is what leads into a raving fan and a client. And I keep repeating that because it's so important to understand content marketing is about storytelling. That's it. It's that simple. There's a lot of components that go in, like you need to have, you know, a website and maybe in social media or this, that, and the other. But it comes down to storytelling and really good copywriting. That is it. So give your audience examples. Give them something to think about and connect with. So when you're storytelling, it's not just about your voice. You want to bring other voices into the story. So if there's other leading characters in your life, whether it's personal or business, give them a name. Tell their story intertwined with your story, because this is what's going to make it more compelling, and it's also going to make it legitimate. So for instance, in mine, I opened my book in the voice of my concierge and doorman at the building I live in New York City. I don't open the book in my first voice saying, this is what I went through, this is what I encountered, and this is how I overcame. I open my book in somebody else's voice, and his voice is weaved in and out of my story. That is what makes it captivating, compelling. They're understanding different perspectives. When you do that, it's not just a linear conversation. That's when it becomes, I don't want to say boring, but I guess that's a word. It becomes boring because it's one-sided. I'm telling a story all about me. That's not what storytelling is about. It's intertwining other voices and opinions and things that happened. So make a note that when you're sharing your brand story, that you want to share other things in there, not just about you. You really want to be relatable to your audience. Now, I think this tip goes without saying. When you're storytelling, you must inject your personality. If you're a funny person, inject humor. Even if it's a super intense, serious topic, let's say, for instance, I have a client who owns and operates drug rehabilitation centers. That's not a light topic, but her personality is very optimistic, positive, influential, inspirational, and on occasion, funny. When she injects all of her personality into building her storyline to build her business, it translates. So don't be afraid, even if the topic is deep, don't be afraid to inject humor and your quirkiness. I know for a season, because I went through so many tumultuous things in life, and as I'm laughing and smiling now saying that, I'm not doing it to discard what I've encountered in my life, but I have had people say, your copy or your message, what you're sharing sounds really deep and you sound really depressed. And I'll get on the phone with them and we'll have a funny conversation. I'm like, it's storytelling. I'm sharing a piece of my past and it was deep and dark and sad, but that's not my reality. But that story still draws people in. People still relate. So don't abuse it, but make sure you have a pulse on it and make sure, obviously, those close to you hopefully know that this is part of the art of storytelling. Okay, so next, this is the best part for me. This is why I became a writer and want to publish many books. Introduce the conflict. When you are introducing the conflict, this is known as the hook. This is what's going to convince your reader, your audience, to keep moving past, to keep turning the pages, to keep coming back for more of your content, wherever it may be, on whatever platform. The hook is what puts the reader on the edge of their seat. The hook is what puts the audience, they want to be close to you. They want to work with you. They want to know more about you and your story. So the conflict is the hook. It's a little unfortunate that conflict creates the hook, but look at the world we live in. And if you think about that, what draws you in? Do you ever drive down a really busy freeway and all of a sudden you come to a sudden stop? And you look around and there's no accidents. You can't see anything. And finally, 10 miles down the road, you see that there was an accident on the flip side. And what did everybody do? They stopped. They stopped because that accident was the hook. So think about what that conflict is. Now, you can't leave it there. In good storytelling, you have to provide the solution. How did you get out of that? How did you solve the problem? What's the happy ending? What is the message you are trying to get across, that you want to get across, that's going to make an impact? When you help your audience solve whatever that issue is, mark my words, they are going to be a client, a loyal fan and follower for life. This is where you create that repeat business when it comes to business storytelling. This is when you share that hook, that conflict, and then you provide the solution. So in my book, Behind the Grit, I share so many things that went wrong, like a lot. And at the end of every chapter, I then present the solution. And it's not one. There's many ways to solve a problem. So I present options. And that is what makes the book different, because I'm not just dropping a lot of heavy information and stories. I am sharing the solution. I'm bringing you into the equation so you too can find the solution in whatever it is that you're going through and how I can help you piece it together. So conflict and solution. Solve the problem for them. That's so simple to do. If you are a business owner, you're in business to solve problems, period. That's what gets you paid. Next, after you give them that conflict, that hook, you want to support them. You want to give them even more takeaways of maybe you could have done it this way. This is providing the solution in advance. So you're flipping the narrative on the story. So for instance, if I would have done this, I wouldn't have ended up in that dark and tumultuous relationship. So this is a different way of storytelling where you're literally just flipping that narrative and giving them the solution to begin with. This storytelling is more actionable because you're leading with the action, with the solution. I hope that makes sense the way I worded that, but there's two ways to tell the story. So tell the problem, end it with a solution, solve it, or lead with a solution and then go backwards. So this is where you're reflective in your storytelling. Obviously, if you've been tuning in, if you read my book, if you read all of my content between social, website, and everything else, you know I love storytelling. I shared that with you, and it's just truly a passion to share so much. If I shared the list of books, you would probably laugh because they go anywhere from dating after long-term relationships to processing the grieving process when you've lost a lot of loved ones to becoming the crazy cat lady. Yes, I'm writing a book about that. So I have a lot of fun topics and I have a lot of fun sharing these stories because it's a great way to get your message out into the world. And you don't know when your message is going to meet at the intersection with your client and maybe somebody that relates to dating after a long-term relationship. They may say, hey, so I'm a business owner, but that topic really caught my attention because I relate to that. So you really don't know which one is going to hook them, to put them all out there. If you have the time and you have the desire, why not? When you can help others lead and develop their message, that means it's part of your gift and you need to do that. So going back to business, in marketing and in branding, the art of storytelling is what serves your business. It's what leads to the sale. It's what monetizes your business. I had somebody recently say, "Wow, I give you so much credit for how much of your personal life you put out there." And I stopped because I didn't want to burst his bubble. He was like really putting me up on a pedestal. And I said, "You know, I'm storytelling for my business, right?" And he goes, "What?" And I felt like I told him, like, there's really no Santa Claus. He's like, "Aw, man." He's like, "I thought you were just really speaking from your heart." And I said, "I was, but what kind of emotion did I evoke in you?" And he shared. And I said, "So did I hook you?" He goes, "Well, I'm your paying client now." So he did not understand the art of storytelling. And once I positioned it and reverse engineered it, he understood. And now we are writing his story. So it's quite interesting how that works out when somebody just thinks you're being very vulnerable and open with your private life, when in essence, you're telling a story and you're building your business, because that is the number one way to build your business, especially today in this digital world we live in. And I want to share with you that I have been in some very uncomfortable legal situations. So when storytelling, please make sure that it's something that's, one, safe for you. And please make sure that if there's anything that you cannot disclose legally, that you omit that or you get your attorney's blessing like I had to. Because the last thing I ever want anyone to say is their story led to a lawsuit or conflict or more harm or anything of that nature. Because storytelling is actually really fun, very exciting, and it is the number one way we move the needle in our brands and our businesses. Storytelling is an art, and it is an art that you too can master. It takes practice and seeking guidance from those of us that do hone in on storytelling skills. So I encourage you to embrace the storyteller within you. And if you ever need any guidance, I have so many resources on writing classes and different styles and things to do that can just set you on the path to tell your story and then see where your business blossoms into when you really start to tell your story. It's quite a beautiful transition. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in. If you received value from this episode, please post to your Instagram and tag me, or leave a review and comment on the platform you're tuning in from. I'd love to hear from you. Make sure you also head over to my website and subscribe to Digital Gold, where I share gold nuggets on how to build a brand and a business with multiple revenue streams. I've linked my site in the show notes below. I want to leave you with this. The life and business you desire is so much closer than you think. Go all in on your dreams and do it like your life depends on it. I'm rooting for you.